says Jamie Grace. Such a beautiful day. And Beautiful Day playing here on BBC Radio Suffolk. I think I call that faith pop. So if you like that, it might not feel like a beautiful day first thing, but I'm sure it will pick up. And depending what you do, if you wrap up warm, there's no need to be scared of the outside. Now, I come to work at around 4:30 in the morning each Sunday. And more often than not, even on cold and rainy mornings, although not this morning, I pass people who are ending their nights out. My days of such antics are well behind me, but especially as the festive period builds up, there's plenty of people out till late, and many will have that little bit too much to drink and may become distressed, isolated or injured because of that. The blue light services are there for the extreme cases, but for those who just need a helping hand, the town pastors are now a familiar sight on the streets of many of Suffolk's towns, including, once again, in Stowmarket. After a 5-month break, the church volunteers are back out on Friday nights. Howard Cracknell is from the team there. Also joining me in the studio this morning is Peter Libby from the Town Pastors Central and Felixstowe team. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Howard, how has it been? So you've been out for a few weeks now. What's been the response in Stowmarket to you?
Yes, well, after our 5-month break between May and September, we resumed on the 7th of October. And the pastors have been very well received, both by young folk who are out and about in the town in the late evening on Friday evenings, but also by the door staff and the emergency services. And a very positive reaction.
So, I mean, people are probably familiar with how the town pastor's model works, but just to kind of recap, so you have people out and about in high-vis jackets, so they're clearly identifiable as something, but they're not police or paramedics or anything. They wander around, and supporting them, you have prayer teams kind of back at a central base, but also people at home as well. So collectively, you've got all these people volunteering in one way or another. And I guess people feel that this is a way that the church can visibly help.
Yes, I mean, one of the strengths is that it is a multi-church effort. We're working together on a common purpose. And within the scheme itself, we have three elements, really. There's the visible face, the town pastors, who are out on patrol with the high-vis jackets and identified clearly as town pastors. And then we have a base from which we operate. And within there, we'll have a couple of people who support the pastors, provide the logistics and the communications, and also pray on their behalf for particular situations that they might come across. And then finally, but equally importantly, are people at home who, for an hour slot, will commit to pray for the town pastors and what's going on in the town of Stowmarket on that Friday evening.
Now, Peter, you're telling me just a moment ago, you've probably got over 600 volunteers in Suffolk involved in town pastors one way or another. How do you measure your success, if indeed you can?
Every town pastor team that goes out, they have notebooks, and we've got an agreed set of things that we measure: how many pastoral incidents, how many first aids, how many bottles we're picking up. So we've got a large number of key measures which we report to entities like the PCC in order to have some sort of gauge happening.
The Police and Crime Commissioner.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
So, I mean, the police speak very favourably of you. Howard, you mentioned the door staff as well, because often, you know, these are people who potentially could become a problem, but they're not a problem yet, so you don't need to call the police, and actually the door staff don't want to have the hassle of being nice to them, maybe, if you want to phrase it like that.
That's absolutely right, and we find that the presence of the pastors can have a calming influence and reduce any tension, and so that reduces the need for the emergency services to get involved. And obviously, the Police and Crime Commissioner is very grateful for that and supports us financially from his fund. We work in partnership with a range of people, including the door staff, as we've mentioned, the CCTV. We had a very good visit to the CCTV monitoring centre in Bury St Edmunds this week, where we developed relationships and understanding of each other's role. In Stowmarket, we have a cafe on the wreck that operates on a Friday evening, operated by the Salvation Army, providing a place for young people to meet, providing tea and soft drinks and refreshment for them. And so we liaise with them very well. And it is really a partnership effort together.
You will see, if you go out on a Friday or a Saturday night, you will see very drunk people doing stupid things that drunk people do. And on one hand, you know, lots of people do that. I've done plenty of that in my time. Does it depress you, though? Do you see, you know, people behaving in, you know, not very dignified or nice ways to each other?
Well, we all have free choice, don't we? And people make their choice about the lifestyle that they want to live. And we just want to be there as Christian people, just to offer that support. Obviously, when people are drunk or under the influence of other substances, they're vulnerable. They may not be in the best place to judge what they're doing. And so that's where the pastors can support.
But it's that, you know, they got themselves in that state. They paid good money to make themselves drunk. It's not by chance or by accident. They're choosing to do that to themselves and the consequences.
Yes, but we must offer Christian love in a non-judgmental way. And that's what we try to do.
Peter, it's interesting to talk about judgmental ways there. You know, if you are out and you see a large group of people hanging around, you know, that is intimidating for lots of people. With your Magic Town pastor jacket on, does their relationship and their response to you change, and maybe you get to see a different side to that group of what appears to be rough-looking teenagers?
Well, yes. It's first of all, the high-vis jacket, obviously people recognise it. If they're not used to the town pastors, they're a bit confused. Is this police or is it not? And of course, we sit somewhere in between. But it's not a snapshot thing often. In several communities, you might see the same people and relationships develop. They start to trust you once they have identified you're not quite the police, but they better still pay attention, because occasionally we may be the last chance before the police as well. But some things that happen are snapshots. And these folks, we believe as Christians, that there is a hope and a future for every individual person. And we like to see the best outcomes and to engage with folks. And often we have these pastoral conversations. And occasionally we become the mum or dad or grandma, grandpa person that some of the individuals can talk to at night when they might not otherwise engage.
And is there a day, I mean, you're established now across Suffolk, most towns, you've got one starting up in Leiston as well, if people want to volunteer, and the scheme will get there, wherever there is a need. Is there a danger that you are taken for granted as being part of the support structure, and maybe the other authorities might think, well, actually, we can not have so many people out, or we can not have so many door staff or something, because the town pastors will pick up the slack?
Well, I don't think we're a substitute for any of that. We're an addition to it, another element of support and caring on the streets. So we're not a substitute for policing or any of the other emergency services.
Oh, you might not be a substitute, but they might think that you are. I mean, you're a high-vis person out on the street on a cold Friday night, and if they can save money by not having a police officer there or whoever, then, you know, there is a risk there, maybe. Or does that even matter?
Well, of course, we've got a completely different agenda as town pastors from the police and emergency services. If you think about the greatest commandments, it's essentially love God and love others. And what we are doing is what would Jesus do? That's what we aim to be doing. And so the agenda is different. And we also make sure that we have, while we have some very generous funding coming from the PCC, for instance, Police and Crime Commissioner, we also make sure that we have a diversity as well to try and remain balanced and not have others' agendas imposed upon us as well.
So you will always need new volunteers to come forward, whether that's for the pray teams or to go out on the streets. For those who are going to don the high vis and go out, what makes a good town pastor? Who do you want? What qualities? If someone's listening at home, give me a 30-second sales pitch.
Well, firstly, there must be a Christian. And
Is that essential?
That is essential. And ideally, an active member of a local church. I would say somebody of maturity, somebody of calmness, and somebody who's able to communicate well across the generations. So those are the things. And I would say that in Stowmarket we have over 40 volunteers, but we still do need more, particularly in the base praying role. And if anybody would like to consider that, then I've got a number for them that they can contact.
Yep.
That's 07850 310 411.
Cool. We'll give that out at the end of the programme as well, so people can get in touch. And also, if you type in, you know, town pastors in Stowmarket or Ipswich or Suffolk into a search engine, you can kind of navigate your way through. Howard Cracknell, thank you very much for your time, Peter Lively. And yeah, all the best on your journeys out. Let's hope the weather improves and we don't have a repeat of last night.
Thank you very much.
Travel news from BBC.